From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. High winds in southern Colorado have prompted the Colorado Department of Transportation to bar high-profile commercial vehicles on Interstate 25. CDOT says as of mid-afternoon, 16 rollover accidents had occurred on the interstate. Colorado Springs has been dealing with downed power lines, trees, and power outages, and winds have also caused damages in Pueblo and elsewhere in southern Colorado. The high wind warning is expected to expire at 8 tonight. For the Sangre de Cristos, the high wind warning remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Recent U.S. Census data shows Colorado's population continues to grow steadily. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
Colorado had the seventh fastest growth rate in the nation from 2015 to 2016, according to the data. That's mostly due to migration into the state rather than gross birth rate. Most of the fastest growing states were in the West. Elizabeth Garner is Colorado's state demographer. She says the growth rate is steady compared to population booms in the 90s, but the state is still experiencing growth pains.
Roads and bridges are not keeping pace with what we've seen in terms of the population. And you feel it. And this is all about planning.
Garner says the states with the most population growth, including Colorado, also had the highest job growth. Colorado's population has increased by more than 500,000 since 2010. It's now the 21st most populous state in the nation. County-by-county data is expected in March. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.